Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. No, I really am. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now for this segment and the next segment. I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. As you know, every week, most every week, I take a couple of segments and just talk about things that are on my mind. And the thing I want to talk about today is vacation. How does that sound? Just let that roll around your head a little bit. Yeah, I hear you saying, I can see you thinking, yeah, boy, I could you use a vacation, my friend? Could you? Couldn't we all? Of course you could. And most of us know that the time away gives any business owner a better perspective, right? Not just could you personally use a vacation, but as a leader of your business, most of us know that we gain some perspective when we are away from our business for a while. However, polls show, we've asked our audience in the past, what do you think? Are you likely to take a whole week off for vacation? Less than half have said that they were going to do that, that they would take an entire week away for vacation. Well, maybe this is a better question than could you use a vacation? Maybe this will compel you to think about this a little more seriously. Could your business use a vacation from you? Think about that. Could your business use a vacation from you? And the answer is, of course it could. Your absence will reveal organizational weaknesses that need attention. Now, okay, yeah, that means somebody might mess up. That means there might be a mistake. It might even, who knows what could happen. I know that's the worry, that's the concern. But it will also identify strengths that you might have overlooked. It may expose weak leaders who are able to cover themselves up while you're there, but it also might shine a light on leaders that you didn't know you had. But regardless of your motivation, personal or business or whatever, I got four ideas that you should consider that will help you be more likely to take time off. First, how do you define success? That's the first one. Webster says success is, one, a favorable outcome. That's good, right? And another definition is gaining wealth and fame. That's another definition that Webster uses for success. A favorable outcome or gaining wealth and fame. Embracing both of these definitions as having equal value, in my opinion, will help you recognize that living long enough to enjoy the fruits of the second definition, wealth and fame, with your loved ones, must be part of your success definition. Living long enough to enjoy those must be part of your success definition. That's one reason for have a vacation. Number two, higher quality. Taking time off requires being able to leave your business with a team that's trustworthy. If you're not comfortable with the idea of leaving your baby in the care of others, your instincts are probably good, but your hiring practices may not be. Part of your interview process when you hire a new person should determine whether a prospect is the quality of an individual that you would trust with your company in your absence. If you're a small business and you're interviewing a person, you've got to be asking yourselves, and I promise you I do this. When we interview somebody, we're looking at the kind of person that they are. Could I toss my keys to them and say, I see you in a week? Not only from a not only from a capability standpoint, but also from a value standpoint. What kind of person is this? And by the way, this is one of the best times in history to acquire high-quality talent. It is a buyer's market, a hirer's market out there. Number three, delegate. If you've already assembled that trustworthy team, you've got a good team there, their usefulness is limited by your ability to get to delegate. Delegating isn't easy for entrepreneurs. Boy, howdy, do I know how true that is. You've already done all the jobs, and you know what how you want them done, and when you do it, they're done perfectly, right? At least that's what we think. But there's an old saying that successful delegators should embrace. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. So if you cringe at the thought of how things won't be perfect in your absence, get over it. Delegate. The best way to get a vacation squeezed into your year is to delegate. Learn how to delegate. You got to do it, but you need to start delegating before you take your vacation. You need to get that going so that when you leave, things run pretty much on track while you're gone. And then the fourth thing is leverage technology. See, this is how things are better today than they were many years ago. There's so many ways that technology can be leveraged. No one has to be completely unplugged anymore. There's plenty of affordable technology that can serve as your security blankie by helping you mind the store without actually being there. You know about that, right? So many things that you can check on. You got email, you got text, you got instant message. So, you know, part of the question for some of us is, are we going to completely unplug and be incommunicado, or are we just going to go on vacation? Incommunicado is another level of separation that maybe you don't have to be ready for that, but just be out of the building, right? And if you practice this, the technology thing, if you practice, no one will notice that you checked your email on your smartphone while you were rolling over to tan the other side. And finally, if you're not intentional about living a balanced life, and that includes taking vacations, you may accomplish that wealth and fame part of the definition of success. But that big celebration may involve others toasting you posthumously. So, folks, give yourself a vacation. Give yourself and your business a vacation this year. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Way back when in 67, I was a dandy. Yeah, my kind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.